Shabbos Daf Chaf Hey. So we've been talking about using Tamei oil for lighting your candles, and the Gemara said you can't do this on Yontif. However, this is only on Yontif that you're not allowed to use the Tamei oil to light candles. However, regularly, on a regular day, you would be allowed to use Tamei oil to light candles, implying that, you know, you can get benefit from this Tamei oil that you have to burn. So how do we know this? Rav says that you have to burn sacred offerings which became Tamei after they are slaughtered. So too, you have to burn Truma, which becomes Tamei, but the Torah allows you to have benefit from the destruction of the Truma. So where does the Torah allow this? Rabbi Bar Avua brings in the pasuk of Vani Hinena Sati Lecha Es Mishmeres Trumosai, that I have given you the safeguard of my Truma offerings. And the plural offerings is talking about two Truma offerings. One is Tahor and one is Tameh. And even the Tameh, it says, I have given to you, meaning that you can burn it under your pot, meaning you could get benefit from it. Rabbi Yochanan brings in a different pasuk of Velo Biarti Mimenu B'Tameh. I didn't consume it when it was Tameh. So this implies that you can't consume it, talking about Meiser Sheni, when it's Tameh, but you can consume Truma oil that has become Tameh. So because it's limiting it to it, only Meiser Sheni, that's what you can't consume when it's Tameh, but by Truma oil, which becomes Tameh, you can. But how about instead of saying that, we should say that you can't consume the Meiser Sheni when it's Tameh, but you can consume consecrated oil, which has become Tameh, like oil that was supposed to be used for a carbon, which got disqualified and became Tameh, and that you also have to burn. So why don't we say you can have benefit from consecrated oil? So rather, we're going to learn from a Kal Vachomer that you can't. Now, regarding Meiser Sheni, you can't have benefit from it and you can't consume it when it's Tameh. And that's a lesser sanctity than all the more so by the consecrated oil, which is going to be used for a carbon or something like that, which became Tameh, which is of greater Kedusha and greater sanctity than all the more so you can't consume it when it's Tameh. But fine, we have a Kal Vachomer by not allowing you to have the consecrated oil, but we also have a Kal Vachomer about Truma, that you're not allowed to benefit. The pasuk says you can't benefit from the Meiser Sheni, and Meiser Sheni is something that any Jew is allowed to eat. So all the more so by Truma, which only Kohanim can eat, then that should be even more strict. And if we don't allow you to get benefit from Meiser Sheni, all the more so we shouldn't allow you to get benefit from Truma. So we're going to answer that. The word Mimenu in the Pasuk by the Meiser Sheni of Velo Biarti Mimenu B'Tameh, that word Mimenu saying just from it is excluding Truma, that you would be allowed to consume it when it's Tameh. But if that's true, then we could say, why are we saying Mimenu is excluding Truma? Why don't we say that Mimenu excludes the consecrated oil, and that is what you are allowed to consume when it is Tameh? So we answer that the reason we would not be excluding the consecrated oil is because it has all these stringencies of pigul, that if the Kohen was intending to eat it after its proper time while he was preparing it, he was preparing your carbon and he intended to eat it at the wrong time, that's invalid. It has the stringency of nosar, that if you leave it over after the time when you're supposed to eat it, you have to burn it. Carbon, that all consecrated items have the designation of a carbon. Me'ila, that you're not allowed to benefit from them or misappropriate them. Kares, that if you eat any of these consecrated items when you're Tameh, or when they're Tameh, you get Kares. Onan, an Onen, which is the first process, the first step of the Avelis process, an Onen is not allowed to have these sacrificial offerings. So because of all these stringencies, that's why we're going to say that the consecrated oil is not what's excluded by the word Mimenu, and you cannot benefit from it when it is Tameh. However, Truma also has these stringencies, that it has Misa B'dei Shamayim, that if a non-Kohen eats Truma, then he gets Misa B'dei Shamayim, death from the hands of Shamayim, from heaven. It has Chomesh, that if a non-Kohen accidentally eats Truma, that he has to pay an extra fifth to the Kohen on top of the amount that he accidentally ate. Pidyon, that you can't remove the Truma's sanctity. By other things, you can transfer the sanctity of holy things to money and things like that, but by Truma, you can't do that. And Zerim, that a non-Kohen is never allowed to eat Truma. So why don't we say that Truma is what's not excluded, because it has all these stringencies. So we answer that the consecrated things have more stringencies, and that's why we're going to be more strict with those than by the Truma. Another answer is that consecrated things are much stricter in general because they're punished by kares for eating them when you're Tameh, which is a much stricter punishment, or when they're Tameh, and that's why we wouldn't apply it to the consecrated oils. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak brings in a different answer, that he brings in a new pasuk of Titein Lo, that by Truma you have to give it to him, which means that you have to give the Kohen something that's fit for him to eat, not just fuel for his fire. However, when you have Truma that's become Tameh and is not fit to be given as Truma anymore, then that can be used for your fire, and you can use it as fuel, meaning you can't get benefit from it. Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah says that you can't use itron because of kavod Shabbos, because of the honor for Shabbos. Why? What does this mean? Rava says because it smells bad, so you might come to leave the room. Abaye says, so what if you have to leave the room? That's not a big deal. But Rava answers, I hold that it's a mitzvah to eat by the candles, meaning it's a mitzvah to eat where your candles are lit, because of Rav Nachman Bar Zavdi, who says that there's an obligation to eat, to light where you're going to eat, and washing your hands and feet in warm water before Shabbos is just a rishus. It's just optional. However, Rava says, I personally hold that it's a mitzvah. So what's the source for this mitzvah of washing your hands and feet in warm water? It comes from Rav, who says that it was the practice of Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai that on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, he would wash his face, his hands, and his feet in warm water. So we see from there that it's a mitzvah because there's a mitzvah to follow what the Rabbanan did and the earlier generations. It's a mitzvah to follow what they did. And while on the topic of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai's practices, he would also wrap himself in a linen cloak with wool tzitzis on it. And the Gemara notes that he looked like a malach. So his students, like an angel. So his students didn't wear the tzitzis on their linen cloaks because the tzitzis were made of wool. And their clothes, the garments that they were wearing were made of linen. And if they had their wool tzitzis on their linen garments, they thought that would be shatnez. That, that's forbidden mixtures between wool and linen, which is not allowed by the Torah. And so they hid their garments from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai so that he wouldn't see it and be offended. But he said to them, my students, didn't I teach you that regarding if you put tzitzis, wool tzitzis on a linen garment or not? Beis Shammai says you don't and Beis Hillel says you do. However, the halacha follows Beis Hillel that we do put it on. However, the students hold that they don't want you to wear tzitzis on linen garments because maybe you're going to put them on a nightgown, something that you wear at night. And you have no obligation to wear tzitzis at night. So if you're not obligated to wear tzitzis at night and you put it on a night garment, then that would be shatnez because you're not doing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis and then you're just combining wool and linen. So because of that, they held you should never wear wool tzitzis on a linen garment. If a pasuk of Atiznach Mishalom Nafshi Nasiti Tova, that my soul despaired of having peace, I've forgotten goodness. So why are you despairing? What's the despair? Rabbi Abahu says it's because they had no more Shabbos candles. The next part of the pasuk says I've forgotten goodness. What's this goodness that they don't have anymore? Rav Yirmiyah says the bathhouses. Rav Yochanan says being able to wash your hands and feet in hot water. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says it's having a made bed with sheets on it. Rabbi Abba says a nice bed with sheets on it. Rabbi Abba says it's having a bed that's made and a wife that is fit for a Talmid Chacham. Abraisa asks, who is considered wealthy? Rav Meir says it's one who's happy with his portion. Rabbi Tarfon says it's someone who has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 servants who work those fields. Rabbi Akiva says that it's someone who has a wife who's beautiful in deeds. And Rabbi Yosi says it's having a bathroom that is near your table. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says in a brisa that you can't light candles with balsam oil. Why not? Because Rabbi says they smell good. So you might come to take some of that oil for your personal use if you are lighting with them on Shabbos. And the problem with that is if you take out oil from the lamp, then you're causing the candles to be extinguished earlier than they would have. And the Rabbanan said that anyone that does it, it's like doing the malacha of extinguishing a flame because you directly caused the fire to be put out earlier. And that's why we don't want you lighting with sweet-smelling oils. So Abai says, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to come up with this gzera? Just say it's because it's really explosive and it's dangerous. So Rabba meant to say that, yeah, the Gemara answers that it's because it's explosive, yes. And he's also adding that there's also the gzera that we don't want you to come and take out the oil from the lamps for your own personal use. So on the topic of the balsam oil, we bring in that there was a story of a mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law. And one day she told her daughter-in-law to put on balsam oil to anoint herself with it. And then she told her to go light a lamp. And she did that and she caught on fire and burned to death. Great, gruesome story. So the pasuk says, Umidalo sa'aretz hishir nevuz radan rav tabachim lekormim uliyogvim. So from the poor of the land, Nevuzradan, who was the chief executioner, left the kormim and the yogvim. So the Gemara asks, what are the kormim and the yogvim? Rabbi Yosef answers, the kormim are the people that would gather the balsam from Ein Gedi to Ramasa, and the yogvim were the people who would catch the chilazon, which was the snail that was used, its dye was used for the tcheles, that they would catch the chilazon from Tyre to Haifa Shkayach.